Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Hugh Freeze joining us in just a few minutes to talk about what's going on with him at Liberty, and as well as Malik Willis, who is considered one of the top quarterbacks in the upcoming NFL draft. More of your phone calls right now, and let's continue with Ryan in Cincinnati. Hello, Ryan. Ryan, you there? I didn't hear anything. How about Sheriff? Good afternoon, Sheriff. It's very possible that I'm not hearing, but we'll try. we'll try again. How about Charles in Arkansas? Hello, Charles. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Excellent.
It's a great day to be a Razorback. And I'm kind of pacing around the house waiting on the game. And I wonder what we have to do to become more of a prominent basketball program. You know, we've beaten Kentucky. We've made the Elite Eight last year. We lost to Baylor, who won the championship. We're about to play the number one team seed in the nation, and I just don't see much excitement coming around from the SEC community. And is it because we're the only team left, or is there just no love?
No, Charles, I'll tell you what it is. It's a perception that Arkansas is going to lose tonight. Now, I realize you're a fan, and you don't want to hear that, but there are very few people who think Arkansas will win, so therefore I think everyone is tempering their excitement. Now, everything you said may be accurate. You beat Gonzaga, and you'll be the story tomorrow. It's really that simple. And it may not seem fair because Arkansas has already done what a lot of SEC schools have maybe done once or have never done and get to the Elite Eight. But when you get to the Elite Eight, it's great, but everything the next day is about the Final Four. But you try winning tonight and tomorrow, you'll be the talk of college basketball. I think it's really that simple. It's not simple to win, but it's simple to get the attention. Ryan is in Cincinnati. Ryan, go ahead.
What's going on, Grim Reaper?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, you remember the fight between George Foreman and Joe Frazier when Howard Cosell went, "Down goes Frazier, down goes Frazier"?
Yes, very famous call.
Well, when you took on Red Dog the other day and knocked him out, "Down goes Red Dog, down goes Red Dog, down goes Red Dog." Paul, that was an absolute knockout punch the other day.
Ryan, I appreciate that very much. My question to you back, though, is when has Red Dog ever been up?
Never. He's always down. Heck, Paul, at that time, you probably rather taken a phone call from Mike Price's hotel room hearing how the tide was rolling, baby. I'm just trying to make you laugh, Paul.
I mean, my job here is to try to gain more audience and to be collegial, but in the pantheon of this show, Red Dog is not only one of the most annoying callers we've ever had, he's very possibly the worst caller we've ever had.
Oh, yes. I mean, Paul, that's a guy who might get you fired live on air. I mean, geez, oh, he's brutal.
Well, he has this slow, drawn-out ability to say nothing but waste a lot of air time in the process, which is annoying and irritating no matter who is sitting here.
I mean, you just absolutely clobbered him. I can't think of a knockout punch you've thrown in a long time quite like that one. I mean, you have your fastball right there. You went Pedro Martinez, ran that thing under his chin, and then walked toward him, daring him to charged the mound, and you did it again.
And you know something, Ryan?
I'm proud of you.
If he calls back, I'll do it again as well.
Oh, that would make my day. It would probably make your day as well.
I am not backing down
for that
glorious.
Guy. That'd be glorious. Yeah. I mean, he ain't charging the mound on you.
No.
That's just going to be brutal.
I don't know if there's anyone on the show that he could match up against.
No, not at all. Nobody. And, you know, heck, I would have loved to seen him try to take on Tammy, because she would have just hammered him for an Auburn-Georgia game.
I mean, Tammy would have. Tammy would have killed. Forget you just knock him out. Tammy would have killed him.
Yeah, he'd be 6 feet under.
Yeah, no, we
wouldn't be able to find his body.
I would say we all be at his funeral, but you could count me out of that too.
Well, you'd be dressed up as a Grim Reaper if you showed up there.
Hey, great call, Ryan. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it. How about Steve in Tampa? Hey, Steve.
Hello, Paul. Hope you're well.
Thank you.
Keep hearing these ladies complaining about coverage they're getting for women's basketball and the treatment that they're getting. And it's just, you know, it's not a good product. And until that product improves, people just aren't going to watch it. You know, they've got some good teams. They've got some good players. But it's hard to watch. Excellent athletes on TV that show their ability is compelling TV. But, you know, women's basketball isn't that. And you can't pay people enough to watch poor TV. It's kind of like watching a Vandy, Missouri football game. It's just not good football.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. Ron is up next in Kentucky. Ron, great to hear from you.
Hey, Paul, good to hear from you, buddy.
Thank you.
Last time I talked to you last week, you kind of raked me over the coals a little bit, but I got thick skin. It didn't bother me that bad. I'm still a big fan of yours, and I still watch the show every day. I was talking to you about Calipari and some of the decisions he made, and you said, you mean you're questioning the coach? And I said, I just want to know why he wasn't playing sharp. We could still be in the tournament. I firmly believe if he had played some of the players on the bench, especially Sharp. And then some guy, the guy from Kentucky, he called in and he was raising Kane about me questioning the coach and everything. Well, you see where it's got us. And even Mitch Barnhart now is questioning the coach. But Paul, I love John Calipari. I hope he stays. Because I think he can be a great coach. I just want him to go on back to being the coach he was when he first got to Kentucky. And he had something to prove. But now he's got all these accolades, and I'm afraid he's become complacent. And he just don't have the fire that he ought to have. And I just want him to get back to being Coach Cal that he used to be. And, Paul,
well, Ron,
I appreciate you listening
first of all,
to me.
I didn't mean to be disagreeable the other day, and I will defend him on one level, but on the other level, you may be right. There's nothing that I've seen out of him lately that makes me feel great about the future. And I'm not talking about being a good coach. He's still one of the best coaches around. But if you don't win in the NCAA tournament, your career is going to crash and burn.
Well, that's true. I agree with you 100%. But I believe Cal is a great coach. I've noticed in the last few years
The problem
aggressive.
Is I think sometimes he's getting exposed in coaching situations. Yeah, he can build a team. He can recruit. And as a salesman, he is superb. The program makes a fortune. And he's responsible for a lot of that. But you have to be able to adjust in a game. And that's really where he's been exposed lately. And that's really too bad. Thank you for the call. It's always good to have you on. We are heading to a break. Hugh Freeze, the former Ole Miss coach, will join us in a few minutes. He's now at Liberty. He's got one of the top players in the country, and we'll talk about all of that right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we welcome you back. A month from now, we'll be getting ready for the NFL draft in Las Vegas, and a name that you are very likely to hear early is the former Auburn quarterback who went to Liberty under Hugh Freeze, and that is Malik Willis. Could he continue his rise all the way up to near the top? Well, we'll find out. We'll talk to his coach about his prowess right now. Coach Hugh Freeze joining us. Coach, it's always great to have you on. Congratulations on another big bowl win and a nice season at Liberty. How are you?
Paul, I'm doing great, and it's always a highlight to be on your show for sure. And we're excited to have won our third bowl game in a row here, but really excited for, you know, the pro day we just had and all 32 teams here, and then to see kind of how high Malik can continue to rise. But it's a joy being on your show as always.
Thank you. Let's talk about that because, you know, Liberty's had players before, but to attract that type of attention and spotlight and who knows what is yet to come 4 weeks from now in Vegas, tell us what that experience was like, not only for you and your staff, but for your players to have all those NFL people on your campus.
I thought it was incredible. I thought it's one of those, you know, moments in a new program that you take over that really kind of sets a new standard that you're going to try to attain to in the following years. But to see the energy and the environment around our place and the performance of all of our kids, not just Malik. And I thought, I got an email today from the NFL Network that said, and again, I don't want to compare and say we're better than anyone else, but just said that this day was absolutely one of the best experiences that they had had in the organization and the preparation and the environment and the hospitality and obviously the way our kids performed, and for our current team to sit there and watch it and celebrate. It was it was really fun for me to watch, and obviously we've got to try to get some more Malik Willis's here so we can have some more of those days.
And Coach, a lot of us remember Malik at Auburn, and then and it's always personality, it's always sometimes the circumstances, and you were close to his coach, so you know more about it than we do. But what happened between the time we saw him last in the SEC until what we recently saw and what everyone else saw recently at Pro Day?
Yeah, you know, again, you said it just right. You never know what the circumstances are in other places or what's going on with people. You know, Malik would be the first to say that he probably didn't approach everything the exact right way at Auburn. And, you know, Coach Malzahn, when Malik was trying to make his decision where to come, you know, he was the first to speak of Malik's character and what kind of kid he was. And obviously the biggest unknown in all of this was, could this guy play quarterback or not? Because he just had no significant snaps at all in the college game. And that was where, you know, I ultimately had to just make a decision based on, you know, my gut and what I thought our ability here to help an athletic kid like Malik become a good quarterback. And I've got a great quarterback coach in Ken Austin. And truthfully, if you look at, I have no idea that we are the coaches that can promote NFL quarterbacks all the time, but I do know that the numbers don't lie. And if you look at wherever I've been, whether it's Arkansas State, Ole Miss, or here, our quarterbacks have put up really good numbers. And we just felt like a kid like Malik could come in and help us win football games. But it was pretty quick into the process that we kind of started thinking it may be more than just that. He's pretty special.
Talking to Coach Hugh Freeze. Coach, if I could get beyond that for a moment, I would like your thoughts on the state of college football. You talk to coaches all the time, and you hear more than we hear, but even what little we hear publicly, because coaches want to be careful, it is a different world, and I think I'm being charitable in describing it that way. Where are we right now with not only NIL, but all kinds of chaos going on in the portal? It benefits some programs, but for a lot of coaches who have been in some of the places you've been and where you are now, it creates a lot of headaches.
Yeah, Paul, I'm at an age where, you know, I'm not chasing a whole lot of things. I'm at peace, and so I can speak pretty freely. It's troubling to me and to a lot of coaches. And I won't mention any names, but, you know, I was on the phone with two today, and we were just discussing how, man, we had no Christmas holidays because we were trying to manage either recruiting your current players to stay or trying to recruit others that are in the portal. And I think all of us are for the young men getting everything that they are deserving to get, and we're not against them receiving those things, I think. But all of us have these super concerns of exactly how does that happen and who is monitoring exactly how it happens and what that does to our locker rooms. And then we all, without a shadow of a doubt, I have not heard any that are certainly, we believe strongly there has to be some parameters that come around this transfer portal world in the timing of it and when it can happen. Or we're setting ourselves up. I mean, just think about it. I could finish spring practice in 2 weeks and lose an entire position room. And I don't have the ability with the current setup to go and sign those initials because I've reached my limit in the past 12 months of my signing limit. So there's definitely some major hurdles, I think, that we're facing. And certainly we hope they get addressed pretty quick.
In terms of addressing it, how what's the first step?
Well, the horse and cart have left the barn on the NIL, and there's no returning that now. Can there be some legislation placed around it to where it's somewhat managed and the manner into which it works? And truthfully, you know, we at our university have not been involved in that yet. We have young men. Malik had a good NIL deal. We have others. Our offensive line has $200 from County Smoke Barbecue. They're excited about that. And but for the most part, at our level, we haven't really delved into that a lot. But there's going to have to be some type of legislative body that gets their arms wrapped around it. But to me, the first step has to be, you know, the college commissioners coming together with the NCAA board and putting some type of parameters around the transfer portal to where it is. You absolutely know every single year this is when it could occur to you, so that you have a halfway chance of managing your roster. And then I think they have to change some of the way they put the signing limits on your initials, or you're never going to, because everything you talk about is player safety, player safety, player safety. But the current rules for the setup of the signing, you can't ever seem to recover to get back to your 85 should you be ravaged by the transfer portal at some certain times during the year.
Talking to Coach Hugh Freeze. Coach, before you go, I would like to ask you about yourself. And I know it's always awkward to talk about yourself while you have a job, but your name always pops up for openings. There's always a little bit of a mystery about that subject. Could you address where you are right now? I know you're happy at Liberty. I know you just have a new contract, but where are you in terms of the rest of college football?
It would take something extremely special for me to consider leaving here. Jill loves it here on the mountain. My kids love it here on the mountain. My daughter is my personal assistant here, and you can't do that just everywhere. And I'm just so blessed with a great administration here. I'm very honest and candid with my players and them that should an opportunity ever present itself that makes sense for Jill and I and our family, you know, they would be the first to know. To this point, you know, none of those have come my way, and I'm quite okay with that because I truly am at peace. But do you know me, Paul? I mean, we've talked about this for a lot of times, and you know, are there things you miss about playing in you know, what's considered to be the greatest conference or coaching in the greatest conference in college football? Certainly. But there's some things I don't miss at all that I don't have to worry about here also. And right now, if I'm in that league, I'm probably on the phone with a recruit because I'm scared somebody else is, like Nick or Kirby or some of those guys who I love and respect dearly. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But, again, I want it to be clear. I love our kids here. I love our staff. And I certainly love what we're doing here. Excited about joining Conference USA and going and seeing where that leads us, hopefully to some conference championships and whatever that leads to in college football. But, you know, we're very happy, very, very much at peace here.
Well, Coach, it is such a pleasure to connect again. We have always enjoyed having you on, and I know the audience appreciates it as well. Thank you for making the time, and we hope very much to see you soon.
Shoot, Paul, thank you for having me on. It's always an honor.
Thank you very much. Hugh Freeze, some very honest comments there at the end, talking about what you expect him to say, but leaving that door open. And when openings occur, and there will be many, you can also expect his name to be linked to some pretty prominent openings in the future. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Great to have Coach Freeze on, and now we're back to the callers. Jeff is up next.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff.
I mean, it's Sweet 16 in the NCAA tourney and semifinal Thursday in the Feinbaum caller poll. What's up?
We are doing great. Are you still alive, or did you get knocked out? I can't remember.
Oh, I was knocked out from day one. Like I said, a Yankee's not going to win this thing, Paul. Come on. I can't believe a Yankee got in the bracket. I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm sure Sankey's not happy at all.
I don't know. Maybe we could ask him. I'm just nodding my head here. That's all.
Are you texting? Are Sankey texting you right now?
In fact, he did. He said, "Get this guy off the phone."
Right, I figured. Hey, Paul. I mean, that one side of the bracket. I'm a little concerned. You're not going to have a Soder feud in the semifinals, are you?
Probably not.
Yeah, because I don't know how the one side with Iron Man and Squirrel, how that Soder feud would go when they're just yelling at each other about Jim.
I mean, I feel like that's a UN meeting. Like, everybody's saying nice things.
Well, I think they would just be walking all over each other's calls talking about Jim. I mean, they both love to talk about Jim, don't they? I mean, I've got to go with Squirrel in that, because Squirrel does have some originality now and then, where I-Man, he's the epitome of a one-trick pony. I mean, if it isn't about Jim, I-Man's got no material at all, pretty much in my opinion. But when Squirrel, who had the idea of the century with that show, you know, the 10 callers in a house, like the CBS show, Brother Show, I mean, that would be unbelievable.
That was funny, yeah. I have to give Squirrel credit. I mean, Squirrel is a very low-key, methodical caller, but he's good.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, you know, one question. You don't think I-Man's calls about Jim every day aren't clever?
No. I mean, occasionally when he talks about music after he's been smelling too much of that air conditioning fumes.
Freon,
I mean,
yeah.
they're kind of funny. But, yeah, the Daily Jim, I-Man's calls are like a daytime soap opera. You could go 3 years out and come back, and it's the same old call every day. You know, just about Jim.
That is funny.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, you know, a lot of people like to say your show's but ESPN eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, and sometimes you seem puzzled by that. Well, yesterday was the epitome of how this show has been ESPN eyes.
Okay.
I mean, Tuesday night, the last hour was on fire with great callers. And then you come in yesterday, and we got the Matt Corral Pro Day. And then Jim came in with a tremendous call. I thought the show was going to get jump-started. And then we had to go back to break down Matt Corral's throwing motion. I mean, there's the epitome of ESPN eyes, if you want a good example. Don't you agree?
Jeff, I apologize. I'm having some audio issues right now, so I didn't hear what you asked.
Oh, you couldn't hear any of that? when I say ESPN, does it get scrambled?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a scramble, yeah. And then I start hearing there's a loop that just over and over again, it says it just means more, it just means more, it just means more.
Okay. I didn't
now,
know you
Now, Jeff, let me ask you a question. Are you saying you didn't appreciate the coverage when we tossed over to the guys in the other room? You didn't find Matt Corral running around with his looked like he was at a fraternity flag football game until he started really throwing? You didn't like that?
No, I actually was about ready to run over to the Ohio State Pro Day and call in and give you an update on the Pro Day up here. It was so riveting. I thought you might like the little Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave update.
Oh, I would like a Chris Olave update.
I mean, it was, hey, Paul, in all honesty, it was packed up here yesterday with pro coaches and scouts. I mean, I heard over at the Woody Hayes facility, it was just packed. I know you don't
hey,
care.
Hey, Jeff, not to interrupt, but your colleague in crime is on the phone with you.
All right, that's good. I mean, let him have it because it's his big day.
No, not, you're the only colleague in crime, Fine Bomb. You're the only one, believe me. But, hey, Jeff, great call. Great call, Jeff. You got it right. Run one trick pony for the monkey from Montgomery, and you're right again. I agree with you. Squirrel, by far, best caller on the show as of now. And I love Miss Faye. She's a great caller, but she doesn't call. But Squirrel's the best caller on the show, and I appreciate the votes I got. I'm going to have my spotters solve tons of votes being hauled out of the room last night. So I know there's something going on, but nevertheless, you know, a loser wins, and that's why life is unfair sometimes. But nevertheless, people that know, like Fine Mom, know who's the best. And Jeff, anyway, you've been great. You've been a great caller, Jeff. You really have.
Yeah. Somehow, Jim, we lost Jeff. I don't know what happened. He must have had to go back to the Chris Olave Pro Day, but but he made a good point about I-Man. It is as predictable as watching the weather every afternoon.
Well, you said that. You said, Paul, you said every time he calls, you just kind of take a break. And somebody, he said something the other day, and, and you didn't even answer. And you finally said, "Well, I was taking a risk while you were still on your one pick."
Well, unless he's talking about the Doobie Brothers or a Doobie, I lose track of what he's talking about.
Oh, by the way, you remind me of something. I loved hearing from Al the other day. You know, Springsteen song guy. I used to love his calls.
Al from Birmingham.
Absolutely. He's a top shelf caller. Really is. He's a great caller.
He's an old schooler. Yeah. We started talking about the Feinbaum Show Hall of Fame, and the producer said, let's wait till we get the caller bracket. But there is a lot to think about, though.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. Well, I accept my loss gracefully. I know that's the way it's set up. So what can you do, Paul? What can you do? All you can do is be yourself, and that's all I'm trying to do. That's all I've ever done. I'm not a phony, though, Paul. I'm not a phony. I promise you that.
We hear you. Hey, Jim, thank you. We're up against a break. More to come. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And welcome back. Jason is up next in Kentucky. You are on the air. Hello, Jason.
Well, hello. This is my first time caller. This is my first time calling your show, and I watch your show about every day. And I just want to say you do a wonderful job.
Well, Jason, thank you. We're so glad you made it on.
Yes, and I just want to say that I've seen on Facebook some rumors if Sheldon Sharp goes to NBA, I've seen that Scottie Pippen Jr. may transfer from Vanderbilt, Kentucky. You think that will happen?
Jason, that would be a big blow to UK, but they could solve the wound if Scottie Chain. I don't know what Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to do. I know he's a great player, and his season just ended. But that would be you're ahead of me on that rumor.
And I would like to see Oscar stay back, and also I would like to give your thoughts on who do you think will stay and who do you think will leave.
Well, as far as Sheboy, I don't know why he would stay when he's projected to go as high as he is in the draft. I know one player I just read a minute ago that one of the players has come out. I'll have to double check who that was, but it just literally went by my eyes about 3 minutes ago. So I think that's always the big dilemma for Cal is who's going to go in the draft, and I'm sure that's what he has to figure out right now, and then figure out what is the next step. Well, thanks so much for making the call, and you take care of yourself. How about Henry in Arkansas? Hey, Henry.
Hey, Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
That was a very nice guy there. Unlike the guy from New York a few minutes ago who why do people call in here and disparage women's basketball? Why do they feel the need to do that? I don't get it. If he had watched the Iowa-Creighton game last weekend, he might have a different opinion.
The one thing, Henry, that people don't understand, and John Wooden said this 40 years ago, and many have said it since, that women's basketball – is truly what basketball was designed to do, using every aspect of the game, pass, dribble, set up shots, not just throw it up the second you go over midcourt or take it to the hoop. And it can be a very beautiful artistic game. I think people are just not used to watching it, though, because they're seeing the college game, which doesn't even resemble what the college game was in the past.
Exactamundo. Yeah, one of those Creighton girls, one of those big Creighton girls, she could snap his neck like a butter bean.
Yeah, I've become a bigger fan of women's. I'm watching. I watched the almost the entire Belmont Tennessee game the other night. And I really came away thinking Belmont was a better team, but Tennessee survived.
I thought they were going to win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee got lucky, man. Hey, by the way, Juanita, I believe it was, called in from Arkansas. She was a little worried there that the Lady Gamecock game was going to conflict with the Arkansas game tonight. Ladies, Gamecocks play tomorrow night, not tonight, so she'll be able to watch that.
Yeah, I just saw that on ESPN. All the games are tomorrow and I believe Saturday. So
right,
there aren't. I don't think there are any direct. There may be one conflict, but I think the schedule is to try to avoid direct. The men's games are primarily late in the afternoon, early evening. I think the women's games start in the morning, noon. You know, and late. So there's a lot of thought that goes into that. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Let's continue with Reed in Kansas. Hey, Reed, how are you?
Hello, how are you today?
What's up, Reed?
All right, so I was in school today, and guess what I learned?
I am eager to find out.
Okay, so do you know what a group of frogs are called?
No, but tell us.
An army.
Now, what was that? Maybe I misunderstood you.
An army?
No, what was the description before that?
Oh, a group of frogs. What are they called?
Oh, a group of frogs. What was what was the context of that, Reed?
What do you mean?
Well, what was the discussion about as we got to before your teacher told you about what was a group of frogs?
Well, it actually wasn't my teacher, but it was like one of my friends. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, did you learn? By the way, did you learn anything from your teachers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Well, that's good. That's somewhat the idea behind going to school.
Yeah.
Are you you watching the games tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Well, Reed, let's talk tomorrow and see what you thought of the games. Thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Pete in Augusta. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Paul. Good to talk to you again. I'm calling from the beautiful Augusta, Georgia. We're 2.5 weeks away from the Masters, and I'm going to ask you a question in a minute about it.
Sure.
But I got to brag again on my Butler Bulldogs. I'm a graduate in 1970, class of 1970, when Paul Hinkle was still there at Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Oh, wow. How cool.
And if you remember, last year, all of the March Madness was held in Indiana, three in Indianapolis and one down in Bloomington.
The second you said Hinkle, that's what I thought of.
Yeah. Well, Paul Hinkle was the coach of the basketball team, football team, and the track team when I was there in the 60s. Yeah. And Butler, of course, you remember 12 years ago this month was when Butler went to the finals, a Cinderella team, and was one basket away from knocking off, it was Kentucky, missed it, one off the rim, and then the next year made it a second year in a row as a Cinderella team and got beat, you know, pretty badly that second year by UConn. That's back
now,
when Butler was
in the
Horizon League.
I mean, they missed winning the championship game by one shot, didn't they?
Yes, that's what I say. That last shot was right off the front of the rim. They would have knocked out, they would have beaten Duke. I'm sorry, it was Duke.
Yeah, it was Duke. It wasn't, you're absolutely right. That's why I got confused because I thought it was Duke.
Right, but that was when the Horizon League, and then Butler got so full of themselves 2 years in a row getting there as a Cinderella, little school, 3,800 students. They switched to the Big East. And, of course, they are way outmanned in the Big East, although we did knock off Villanova 2 years ago. I called you about that when Villanova was number one in the country. Little old Butler's in there with Georgetown, Seton Hall, UConn, Providence.
Tell me this before you go. Brad Stevens, he was virtually an unknown coach, wasn't he, when he did that?
He was a volunteer. He worked for a pharmaceutical company there, Eli Lilly in Indianapolis, and volunteered for nothing. Went to the Boston Celtics. So then we hired Thad Matta. Ohio State stole him away from Butler. And then he got sick after about 4 years. He retired, and Ohio State came back. The Ohio State, excuse me, Jeff. The Ohio State came and took our coach then. And he's now at Ohio State. So we've lost three big coaches in 12 years. Ohio State stole two of them.
Well, that is remarkable. Pete, fantastic.
One last question about the Masters.
Yes.
No Tiger Woods, no Lefty this year, but the tickets are black marketing up and down Washington Road. I'm about two blocks away from there. Huge what people are paying for them. I can't figure it out. What's Masters going to be like without those two?
I've been there many, many times, and I can understand why people would be desirous to go. It's truly unlike anything else, and it's also the beginning of spring for most people that live in the Northeast. We'll take a break. Two more hours to go. Stick around.